The following scene is an excerpt from Tom Henry, read by the author, David Hendricks. In this scene, Tom Henry is speaking. He has decided he should kill himself for everyone's benefit. To get up the nerve, he took 8 speed pills while drinking alcohol. He's in his car, parked in a field out in the country, stoned and drunk when this scene begins. I had this .38 pistol I bought off of Phil. I put it to my head and held it there. But I couldn't do it. I tried again. Each time I put the gun up to my head, I got the picture in my mind of all this squishy stuff, spaghetti all over my car. Why that should matter, I didn't know, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't even pull the hammer back. Drunk and out of it as I was, I still knew, if I pulled that hammer back, just the sweat on my finger could let that trigger slip, and I'd be gone. I don't know how people ever kill themselves. I wanted to do it. I got all psyched up to do it. I even got myself drunk and stoned to do it, but I just couldn't shoot myself. I still wanted to die, though, so I thought of another way. Where I used to watch deer through my scope, over by Penitentiary Bend, boy, that would be the place to do it. I drove down Dabney Rock Farm Road, hightailing it, because I was thinking, when I get there, I'll just veer off the road, shoot off the precipice, and plunge to my death. I'm flying like a maniac, the wheels in my head spinning just as fast as the wheels on my car. But then I think, what if I go over that sucker and hit a tree? Not die, but just get crippled. Everybody would laugh about that. So I pull up to the side of the road and plug my spotlight into the cigarette lighter. Then I use it to try to find the right place so I won't get hung up on my way down. After a minute, I find a perfect clear path. So I tie my hanky to a bush by the side of the road to mark the spot. Soon as my headlights hit it, that's where I'll go off. I backed my car down the road around a couple small bends. Tough to do when you're drunk. I sat there with my door open and my motor running, drinking. I opened that Bible Noble Flowers had marked in and looked at a picture I had of Faith and Thomas and thought about my past and everything that was going on, then put the Bible down. I didn't read nothing out of it, just looked at the picture. I finished my bottle, threw it out the window, looked again at the picture, and took off. Thank you for listening to this scene from my book, Tom Henry. To see pictures from prison, read a free preview of my book, listen to recordings from prison, or learn more about Henry Hillenbrand, go to my website, authorhendricks.com.